The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, hello, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here with the amazing, beautiful Katie B. Say hi, Katie.
Hi.
Katie B. and I are going to have a little chat today and share some insights. Katie is one of my favorite. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that? I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it whether it's allowed or not. One of my favorite next level clients, and she's just absolutely amazing. So I'm going to introduce you to everyone, Clean Nation. Katie B. started Apple Pie Maids in November 2011, serving residential, of course, in Tallahassee, Florida. And Katie, maybe you can give us a little bit of your backstory. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of came up through the ranks to where you met us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, just to stop and hear that, it's November right now, 2021. So it's 10 years that we've been doing this. Yesterday was our 10-year anniversary.
Wow. I remember
going to the business building and filling out, like, should I be an S Corp? Should I be an LLC? And all those things. And I think I was 18 or 19 when I did that. And kind of just hustled through being a solo cleaner for probably 5 or 6 years, thinking this would just be a good side job for me no matter what I did. I was at FSU, graduated in 2012. And then I really started realizing my knack for business and kind of just worked through thinking I was doing a good job running my business until this last year has been an incredible eye opener of the areas in which we can improve. So the last year has been, I think I started with you guys maybe in February or so. So it feels like forever, and I don't know how I've done it alone, truly. So that's where we are today. We are next level members, like, in hopes to be millionaire masterminds one day.
Absolutely. You got your sights set exactly where they should be. And I just want to say, Katie, you and I did a podcast a few months back. And the focus back then was so different than it is today. And you really have come so far. I'd like to just circle back around to that topic for a minute before we dive into, you know, something new.
Yeah.
Last time it was about numbers and getting your hands around and your mind around your P&L and what that should look like. And Mike always talks about the 50, 30, 20 rule, right? 50% cost of goods sold, 30% overhead, and 20% profit. For those of you in Clean Nation who don't know what I was talking about, that's what I mean. So Katie, since we were talking about the numbers last time, how do you feel what have you learned? Maybe that Clean Nation might not know something about your insights into your P&L and your numbers that Clean Nation could benefit from.
Yeah. Well, first of all, when you even just brought that time up, I'm like emotional because it was just, your brain is just trying to do so many things when you're running your business. And the numbers were just, I was scared of them. I didn't understand them. My P&L just looked like complete trash. So I feel, looking back, which wasn't even that long ago, I was like a different person. And now I feel so confident with my P&L, with my numbers. I know exactly what my percentages are. And I've really learned to become more of a CFO and a CEO, and knowing that, like, every day to be checking my accounts, to be what I need to be doing. And you broaden my horizon with just understanding numbers in general. I think you said, you know, doing math differently, like teaching me that every time I hire a person, I can do $50,000 more in revenue. Just other ways of looking at your numbers that besides just like, how much did I do in sales?
Mm.
Which I think is a lot of our focus when we're young business owners. So yeah, without this like adamant 50, 30, 20, 50, 30, 20, and teaching us that when our 30 becomes 35 then that's 5% less out of our, for our salary. So we just gave ourselves a decrease in pay.
Right.
And then I feel like keeping that as your focus and really understanding the P&L and cleaning it up is the only way you can really survive. So that's a big lesson from you guys.
So, so true. And Katie, you are such a shining example of someone. You are doing really well. Here's the interesting thing. A lot of you out there, Clean Nation, you probably have been in the game long enough. You've been in business long enough to where your revenue was good. It wasn't like, you know, Katie, you didn't come to us and go, oh my gosh, my whole business is falling apart. You had good revenue. The challenge was without clean numbers, without knowing for sure exactly what was going on under the hood, it was impossible for you to make really good educated decisions about how to grow and scale the business when you didn't really know for sure. So I think the big takeaway here, Clean Nation, that Katie has been so amazing with is being courageous. I got to just tell you, Katie, you're just courageous. You were worried, you know, at first you're like, oh, I don't know, what's it going to be? It seems like a mess. Yeah. But you courageously every month worked on those numbers, cost of goods sold and your overhead and 20% profit. So many business owners, don't you find, Katie, that are so willing so fast to sacrifice their profit?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of sad because if you don't know what's going on in your numbers and they're not clean, you're never really sure. Like, am I running a business or am I paying for this business to run? And it feels like I'm making money. So I think it's really imperative that that's something that we get a grasp on. But Next Level does so much more than just that. It helps you focus on that. But while you're simultaneously getting a grip on your numbers, you're understanding what are your cost of goods sold? Why are your expenses higher? And, you know, how to set your goals. You know, before Next Level, you just set goals and you're just stabbing in the dark. Oh, I want to do $400,000 in sales. But like, what does that even mean until the goal sheet comes along and you really look at it and you're like, you know exactly how many cleaners you need. You know exactly how many closes you need.
Absolutely. And it's just so true. I liken it to being an airline pilot and not having an instrument panel or having the instrument panel tell you the wrong things because it's all screwed up. Well, how the heck are you ever going to navigate appropriately when your instrument panel isn't clear? And so that's what we find is so true. And revenue is not profit, everyone. We keep talking about, I want to have $400,000 in revenue. Well, that's a big difference between 20% profit. And it's so key. That's everything. I'd like to turn your attention though. I want to hear you talk about one of the things recently for you that has made the biggest difference. What's one thing that maybe when you first started, you wouldn't have thought was going to be such a big pivotal change. But since you've been to Next Level, what's one thing that Clean Nation, you can share with them that was surprising to you that has made such a big difference?
One thing, I think honestly, the biggest thing is the communication that I have with the people in my group on a day-to-day. Like there's people I talk to, you know, almost every day. If it's not one, it's the other. And whether you're having a good day or a bad day, or you discover something in your Jobber, which is the software that we all use. It's just so nice to have this like team of people that you can just text or like become your best friends. And they're all in the same like wavelength mentally as you and talk the same language. As a cleaning company owner, that doesn't really happen. There's not like seminars that you go to in your city where you can kind of make cleaning company owner friends. So probably sounds lame, but making new friends is a huge takeaway for me and having that wavelength.
It's so huge. So I just want to point out something that Katie just shared. And this is so true. All of us are taught as Americans. I don't know about, we probably have worldwide listeners right now, but at least in America, we're taught kind of the lone wolf thing. Like, hey, you know, if you're going to be a good strong American entrepreneur. You got to do it on your own and you got to be that lone wolf.
Yeah.
But reality is when we get into a silo, you know, when we get siloed by ourselves and we spin around in our own head and we just can't see things from the same vantage point as others do when they're supportive. And we tend to not have people in our friend circle, even our community circles or family circles that really understand what we're doing.
Right.
As a cleaning company owner. And so one of the things that everyone in our group has said more than once is having that community connection, having the collective wisdom from the group, knowing that someone understands you, knowing that people are out there going, yeah, Katie, I totally get that. I was dealing with that just last week is so important, right?
And being able to share negative experiences too. Like as an entrepreneur before, when like I would share things, even with your husband or your sister, you tend to like just talk about the good things and the bad things that are going on that are upsetting you or confusing you. You don't really want to say because you don't want to you don't feel like anyone will understand. But in our group, there's good days and bad days, just like any career that you'll have. But it's nice to have people that will help throw some ideas out there to help kind of wiggle you out of that mental space.
I love that. And I know that here in Grow My Cleaning Company with Mike, core values has driven our whole growth. And when we attract amazing clients like yourself, that's because of core values. Maybe you can speak to that a little bit about your business, how core values has made a difference or what that looks like in your business.
Yeah, it's so funny because you kind of knew that was something you needed, but you didn't really put your finger on it when you're kind of doing your hiring. You're like trying to find similar people, but you didn't really realize that like it was inside of their soul that you were trying to connect to, not just like someone that had a schedule that matched what you needed. But core values are everything. Our whole company, we got a big sign with our core values on them. And I remember Mike saying, you want your team to be mocking you so much that one of my core values is like, make it happen. I always say that, or else it's play the day. And sometimes people will walk in and somebody called out or something and they'll be like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to make it happen. So to have kind of like the echoing of your core values throughout the company makes you know that your culture is strong. And when you're a young business owner, you read about culture, but you don't really know what it means. And it means understanding who you are and what you represent, and then making sure that you like let that flow through your company. Before I met Mike, I think I didn't really like to be completely myself around my staff. I thought I had to be really professional. I always had my hair in a tight bun. I always wore my polo. Like I was young and I thought people would judge me or something. But over the last years, the more I've like let go of this persona that I had and just become myself, I feel like my business has been easier to run in that sense. So core values are for sure important. And now anybody that will listen to me, like my husband's business, my sister, I'm like, you got to find core values matches that, you know, kind of promoting that in general.
Well, one thing I know from working with you, Katie, is that over the time you've been with us, that the core values evolution inside your business has really made a difference in not just in who you're hiring, as cleaners, but your whole team.
Yeah.
And talent, here's the truth. Skills can be taught, but core values are who the person is, right?
Right.
And that's something you can't teach. So hiring and creating culture based on core values and really understanding it, it's not just throwing a bunch of words out there. It really is being introspective about who am I really and what are those core values that will drive everything I do in the business. And it comes back to that over and over and over. So love that. And do you want to share all your core values? I'd love to hear them.
Yeah. So I like heard Mike's a few times and then I remember trying to make my own up and being like, I think I'm, first of all, I think I'm like, I am like Mike. I feel like I have a little tinge of his personality. So I remember saying, I think I stole your core values. He's like, no, it's because we're core values matches.
Right.
They line up. So ours are have fun, make money, be real, slay the day, and make it happen. I've always said slay the day, or I'm kind of like, I wouldn't say I'm aggressive. I'll be like, let's punch this day in the face. Let's go get this day. and it's not because I'm being corny. Like, I really mean it. Like, I get this like urge to just go like, go get it. So I love having those matches that are like me, that when we all get there in the morning, which I'm not there all the time in the morning anymore. And they still have the same little huddle and say the same things. So
love that.
Those are the core values. And you're right about the team too. Cause after you start hiring cleaners, then you start hiring, mm-hmm. you know, even virtual assistants, you can mm-hmm. have core values matches with. And, exactly. And then of course your admin team, however you label those or break those jobs up, those are people that are included in the whole idea of having a match, core values wise.
Absolutely. Amen. So I'm going to ask you a little slightly different question. What do you think, Katie, in your experience over 10 years, congratulations. I love that. 10 years. Amazing. You look like, sorry, but you look like you're 17. So, you know, it's like, so when I was seven, I started my business. Well, yeah.
I feel like it now that I've gotten older. I feel like I was so young back then, but I was very ambitious.
I love that. Well, that's very much reflected in how you've built your business and where you are today. And that tenacious commitment, a relentless commitment, no matter how hard it gets. And that is, I'll tell you, that's something you can't teach either. Those are the people that tend to come to our group and come into our world, or people that are like, I don't, whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. And then of course, with the guidance and systems and everything, then everything starts to fall into place and the community. So what would you say, Katie, is one of the biggest myths, something that people think is true in the cleaning industry, but yeah, not so much.
Yes. Biggest myth for sure is that you need to be in the field first forever. Even if you think, I think you'll think, oh, I'll just go for 1 hour a week to make sure everyone's good. Or, you know, I have to do the walkthroughs and then follow up with the first cleaning to make sure everything happened. Somehow you just can't, in this industry, you think that if you're not in the field for some fashion, then your business is going to fall apart. And it's 100% not true. So that would, what I would say, I think it was really hard for, I think it's hard for everyone to get out of the field for some reason, because it's part of how you started your business.
It's so true. And to that end, I just want to add, that's such great advice. And the myth that it has to be you, I think it just falls under the whole big umbrella of fill in the blank, but you don't understand. I have to do that because, and then, you know, you give all the reasons why. And Katie, you said it so well. You proven over and over how not true that is. When you hire core values match people, it does not have to be you every single time. And I think that that's a little, maybe it's a mindset thing for a lot of people, Katie, that there's something underneath that says, but if my business doesn't need me, then what am I doing? Or what am I good for? You know, there's some, I don't know. I think there's some little stuff underneath that.
And it's not just cleaning. Like you said, fill in the blank. As soon as I quit the cleaning, as I tell my clients, you then are the office admin. And I'm like, I made it. I'm the office admin. And then I'm like, oh crap. I just created a new job for myself. And I still have a job. So then I remember being in the group and I just would not give up the schedule. And Mike was like, how many people here don't make the schedule? And a lot of people raised their hand. And he was like, there's 20 other people that don't make the schedule. So you're not that special. There's a lot of people that don't make the schedule. And I was like, oh. I was like kind of butthurt a little bit. Like, oh, no. And then I stopped making the schedule and I was like, oh, wow. And then that was an eye opener for me. That just started to show me there's a lot of things that I don't have to do every day to be, you know, and guess what? You'll find other things to do. I'm never not busy. I'm not like just sitting around doing nothing. I'm like doing this podcast or making a podcast or, you know, doing a leadership thing with my team. So there's always going to be stuff to do.
I absolutely. And this is something we talk about all the time, right, Katie, that as an owner, there's a pyramid, like an hierarchy of value that you're meant to bring. And guess what's at the very, very bottom of that pyramid of, you know, top, the most valuable, bottom, the least valuable. Cleaning is at the very bottom level of you as an owner in terms of your value. What would you say, Katie, to everyone, you now that you've been through this and with us for a bit, what do you think the number one valuable owner task, responsibility, role, what do you think that is in the business?
I think I know right under that is the sales. And that's the position I'm working on growing to divvy out. But I don't know, being just the CEO, being the leader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being the CFO, like being really in charge of the budget and the numbers. I think those are the top couple.
And creating systems the way that you have a hiring system, you have a scheduling system, you have client acquisition funnels and systems. And when you're the systems creator, purveyor, organizer, right, that's CEO stuff. And I love that you circled back around to the numbers, because that's where we started, right? Without the numbers dashboard, without a clean P&L, you can't be truly be an owner and make owner level decisions appropriately. So love that. All right. Well, I think we're at a wrap, Katie. Is there any last parting words, any last like nugget of wisdom for Clean Nation before we go?
You guys are awesome. And having the consistency of being, you know, on the calls and in the Facebook group, it's like, I always say, it's kind of like hiring a personal trainer. It's going to keep you on top of your game. And you know, the trainer's not going to do the workout for you, but if you get there and you're like, oh crap, I didn't work out last week, they're going to know, and they're going to, you know, remind you the importance of that. So I just really love that consistency. I use that example with my clients when I'm closing a sale. I'm like, it's like getting a personal trainer. You know, you're going to do what you need to do around the house, 'cause you know, we're coming. So, I really feel like the consistency is everything.
Love that. Words of wisdom. All right, everybody in Clean Nation, if you are feeling the vibe and saying, you know what, if Miss Katie can do it, and she's amazing, that's true, but if she can do it, you can do it. And you're thinking, you know what, maybe it's time. This is it. It's the end of 2021, and I am ready to transform my business. Reach out to us. We have amazing coaches. You might even, I don't know, I've heard rumors, but you might even be able to talk to Mike himself if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and set a time with a coach to talk about where you are right now and how to take your business to the next level. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.